Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy.
It's Taz and the Moose with you here on CBS Sports Radio on this Friday morning. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Mike Pete across the way. Greg with your updates as we go right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. Coming up later on this hour, we'll have some college football picks. We'll have NFL picks in the third and final hour. As we kick off this hour, talk a little NFL and week 7 of the NFL, Taz, as you've got some certainly some interesting matchups. You really do. I mean, I guess we could start just on a side note down to Atlanta, not necessarily on the Falcons, who are a 1-5 team, and Dan Quinn is a dead coach walking. If things don't miraculously turn around down in Atlanta for the Falcons, but really more so a case of the Los Angeles Rams, who've got themselves a brand shiny, spanking new cornerback in Jalen Ramsey. They acquire him from the Jacksonville Jaguars. They go on the road in Atlanta. You know, they're all in. They get knocked around a week ago by the San Francisco 49ers, which we talked about on Monday morning, Taz. Ramsey is not on the injury list. You know, he's going to play down in Atlanta. We'll see if he helps out that defense for Wade Phillips. He can't help out that offensive line, which is bad, but... Yeah, you know, that is a very, very soft landing spot when you look at the Los Angeles Rams going on the road in Atlanta.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's a great time for them to try to incorporate Jalen Ramsey into that defensive backfield for the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, to your point, I mean, they're a 1-5 team, the Falcons are right now, and it's just not going well. And they have some weapons, and it's just not working. But, yeah, the Ramsey thing is big. And you know what? Off topic a little bit, I'm sure you and Andrew discussed it during the week when it happened, but you know, I think the Jaguars got a good deal. What they get, two number ones and a fourth.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good deal. You know, I don't want to say I was close to the situation, but I was actually in Philadelphia and I was with AEW and Tony Khan, who was one of the owners of the Jaguars, him and his dad, and the deal happened while I was there on Tuesday. Like the news broke that it happened. And I was actually talking to Tony Khan about it
when the news went down.
He said they worked it out with the Rams, and he seemed happy as heck. I mean, this, we had a face to face convo. I was just telling Mike and Pete about it during the break, and he seemed very happy with what they got as far as the Jaguars, what they got as far as picks. So he was ecstatic actually about it. So and they get rid of a headache. Let's be honest. I mean, you know. So now all of a sudden the mysterious back injury is okay now, and I guess Ramsey.
Yeah,
can play.
He played the game. Right. I mean, he did, and you know they got what they were asking for, which was 2 first-round draft choices. That's good intel from Utah, being down there with Tony, and you know comes out after the face-to-face meeting or one-on-one meeting, I should say, that his dad Shad had with Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
A few days earlier, and then he ends up getting traded with the Los Angeles Rams, and you knew that deal was going to come down after the Rams had traded one of their other corners to the Baltimore Ravens earlier in the day. And certainly that played into then you knew they weren't going to trade with Aqib Talib on IR. They weren't going to go that thin at the cornerback spot. You knew something was up, and there they were acquiring Jalen Ramsey. So it'll be interesting to see Ramsey in a Ram uniform and see if that offense can get going, and it should against the Atlanta Falcons. How about your Buffalo Bills entertaining the Miami Dolphins? They're You know, they're 4-1 on the year. They're coming off the bye week, Taz. Miami, we know, is 0-5 on the season. Whether it be Fitzpatrick or Rosen at quarterback, they've left you wanting. Last week, you know, they have a comeback against the Redskins, down 17-0, 17-3 at one point in time, lose the game 17-16, failed two-point conversion by Ryan Fitzpatrick at the end that would have won it for Miami. Now they go up to Buffalo. I mean, and the Bills should have themselves a day as a 17-point favorite against Miami.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this beating. I really am. It's not often any of my sport teams are in a position to put a beat down on someone, but the Finns are in trouble. Big, big trouble. And it's great. They got to come to you got to leave sunny, beautiful, warm Miami and go up to Orchard Park, New York, which is basically Toronto, and enjoy playing in the freezing cold against a 4-1 motivated Bills team. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. 17 points. Is this one of your games and your picks later?
No, I haven't decided on my picks yet.
Wow, look at you on the fly, Jones. I love it.
No, I'm between 4 or 5 games, so I haven't made a decision yet.
And the Bills coming off the bye week, which
that's
is
not
nice.
One game I'm looking at though.
Yeah, I would rather the Bills coming off that bye week playing a better team. You know, I really would, because, you know, I mean, I'm getting too cocky. This is like one of those things where I could see this being a memory lane on Monday. You know.
This won't be a memory lane.
No, the Bills, I mean, if the Bills lose that game.
No, I know.
I mean, Josh Allen could be throwing the ball underhand. They should beat the Miami
Dolphins.
Chance
that might happen.
On Sunday afternoon. How about the Lions coming off what was a brutal Monday night loss on the road in Lambeau Field with the penalties late? And no other way to put it, they got screwed. Now they come back home to take on a Viking team where Kirk Cousins has gotten healthy the past couple weeks. You know, 1 week against the Giants, and certainly last week lighting up the Philadelphia Eagles and that banged up secondary. Now they go on the road in Detroit. And,
yeah,
you know, I said this Tuesday morning when we weren't here, Taz. I mean, the Lions very, very easily. I mean, you look at it. I mean, they really should be 5-0.
Yeah, they're dangerous, man. They should never
have tied Arizona week one. They should have beat Kansas City. And last week, they did everything they could. I understand they should have scored touchdowns and not kicked field goals, but they had two bad bogus penalties called against them, which helped out Packer drives late. And they're sitting there at 2-2-1. This is one of the highlight games of the weekend, Lions and Vikings. I could see the game going either way. I actually think Minnesota plays well on the road this week in Detroit. I think Cousins plays well. I'm going to take.
Really?
I like the Vikings in this one. I do.
Wow. Look at a little preview of your picks. So this is going to be one of your picks.
No.
They're just spitballing.
It's just a conversation.
Yeah, I tell you what. I don't agree with you. The Lions are home, and you alluded to it. They more or less could be 5-0. Yeah, I mean, and said they're 2-2-1, but I like this team. Matt Patricia is very confident. He was quoted saying his team's hot right now. His team's on fire. Paraphrasing, that's more like,
yeah.
He's very confident in his crew right now, and he should be. I think it's going to be one of the better games. Definitely, probably one of the top NFC matchups for sure.
Oh, no doubt about it. And when you look at that divisional, that division as well could go a long way.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Kirk Cousins is trying to get everyone off of his back. And even though the Lions are a 2-2-1 team, they're better than that. So if he's able to go on the road and beat the Lions at 2-2-1. You know, I'll give Kirk Cousins all the credit in the world. How about the Indianapolis, Taz? The Colts entertaining the Houston Texans. Colts coming off the bye. Last time they saw them, they were in Kansas City, and they were basically running the ball down the Chiefs' throats and beating them physically at the line of scrimmage. A Texan team that went into KC last Sunday, and Deshaun Watson lit up that Chiefs defense. Now they go back on the road, divisional matchup to take on Indianapolis.
I know. Yeah, the Colts just... I mean, we went over it a whole bunch back when it happened. When Andrew Luck decided to say, I'm done, I mean, a lot of people felt like, man, that's it. Colts, thanks for coming. Not so quick. And we talked about it. They have assets around them and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, this is going to be a battle. This is going to be a battle. I think the Colts are really like -1 in this game. I think they are. Yeah, I think
Colts are a 1-point favorite.
Oh, they're a favorite. Oh, right.
Yeah, -1, 1-point favorite. You had it.
Yeah, that's right. I just inflected it differently.
Favorite. I got you. The inflection
to be
I got
entertaining.
Was
that's the best I got at this moment.
I got you.
Doing the best I can.
The inflection I got. I thought you were. You thought it
was
different.
Came off wrong. Every once in a while, I make a mistake. That was one of them. But anyway, it's a hell of an AFC battle. It's going to be knockdown, drag out Jones. It's going to be a good game.
Well, can the Colts do to the Texans what they did to Kansas City?
I think there's a good chance because that offensive line, that Colts O line's strong. And I think there's a chance. I think they win in the pit. I think they could win that battle in the pit. You don't think so?
No, I'm not saying they can't. I mean, after you see it, I do think the Texans' defense is better than KC's.
Agreed.
And I don't think they can go mano a mano offensively with Houston.
You like Watson a lot.
Well, no, I like Watson. I think they're just a more dynamic offense. Yeah. I think that's a fair. I mean, you look at the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, I don't think they could win a game. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, I don't think they could go out win a game 37-31.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, going toe for toe.
Firepower.
Right. You know, throwing the ball downfield, that kind of a game. So they kind of want to play keep away, right? Dominate the time of possession, run the football, use their offensive line, beat you up front, kind of take your will. Yeah, I think they could do it to the Texans. You know, but I am, as you mentioned, I'm a Watson believer. Yeah. I really am. I love him at the quarterback spot. and I think this is going to be one of those games, Taz. We're on Monday morning when we're talking about it. I think the game can go either way. I think it could play out to where I think it's going to be a close game. I'd be surprised if it does not come down to a fourth quarter possession one way or the other.
Right, right. Yeah. Are you picking this game?
No, I am not. Why are you...
I don't know. I always try to.
Are you picking this game?
I'm on the fence. Huh. I was going to, and then I'm thinking not. I my college stuff, you know, I have those picks ready. I mean, I'm not crazy about my picks for the college. We'll get into that in a little while. Are you good in college or not? You're not ready.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready with the NFL.
Just asking.
Every game we talk about, you picking this?
Well, because I try to not pick what you're picking, so. You know, so we give the audience, you know, and I don't,
a
you
plethora.
Know, I don't like picking against the spread, but we've been doing this since last year. It's like, well, we gotta pick against the spread. Well,
I mean, what are we doing? A pregame show on Fox or CBS?
They picking winners? Yeah, on the college game day. I'll take Texas. I'll take OU. And then
they have the spread up there.
No, they do, but they don't pick against the spread. Those guys on that game day show, they don't pick against the spread. When they have the guest picker in there, those guys are not picking against the spread.
I thought the spread is up there. I thought they say they have Oklahoma, Texas, and they'll have the line up there. It's been a while since I've watched it.
No, hang on. But they do have it on there. I think they do. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, like Kirk Herbstreit's, like he's not saying, you know, I like Penn State over Michigan and you know whatever. I don't know. I'm not looking at the spread.
No, I got you.
And I'll take, they're going to cover. He's not saying it like that.
Oh, no, I understand. But I thought it was kind of like assumed that it's if you're picking a game there and the line's up on the board.
Why can't we do that then? Why do we have to get into all the
Well, because we're not doing it the game day way. We've done it this way. You pick against the spread.
I like the game day one. You don't like it?
But they're picking against the spread, even though they might not be using the same language or jargon. They're picking against the spread.
But they're not saying it. But
they go to the guy Bear. He's got the lines of the board right behind him.
Bear Jones.
They got him there. They're all picking against the spread. The only one Herbstreit doesn't do is the game that he's doing.
We have like a Bear on this show, right? Pete, you want to be Bear?
I'll pass.
How about Giants and Cardinals out at MetLife Stadium? The Giants with Daniel Jones at quarterback, the sixth overall pick, and Kyler Murray at quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. And you know, Cliff Kingsbury's offense is starting to take shape out there in Arizona. Now, it's not exactly the same collegiate offense they ran at Texas Tech, but you know, I was critical of him in terms of looking at that offensive set, and they're starting to find their groove a little bit here, Taz. And I know they haven't faced the greatest schedule, and they've got their own issues. But now they go on the road in New York or in Jersey to take on the Giants. Weather's not going to be a factor, you know, and I would expect Kyler Murray against that secondary to be able to put up some points, but I would also expect Daniel Jones and the Giants offensively to put up points on Arizona.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun game. You got two young quarterbacks, you know what I mean? I think it's going to be a fun game. You had a quarterback coming with all the hype in the world, and Murray, you know, the Cardinals QB, and then you have the kid Jones, you know, who didn't come out of Duke with all the hype, but he got hype because how quick the Giants picked him, and he wasn't the starter initially, as we know, it was Eli Manning. So, which, by the way, I mean, side note from talking about the Cards and the G-men, like it's like no one even thinks of Eli anymore. It's like sad. Like, no one even talks about him. He's just backup Jones. Like,
no, yeah. Well, he's like, collecting, what was it, $23 million this year?
Man, I wish I could make $5 million a year.
And just disappear.
Yeah.
Like Eli.
Well, hell, I'll take $2 million a year and just disappear like Eli.
Yeah.
Well, I'm $23 million disappearing.
I know. Eli's made, I mean, he's made so much money. Make you nauseous.
I know. God bless him.
Yeah, good for him.
I know. You get mad at people when they make a lot of money?
No.
Even if people, to me, if they don't earn it, hey, you know what? Life's tough. If you're sketchy and you make it, good for you. You know, maybe a
but
different
what
narrative.
What do you mean by sketchy?
No, I don't want to. You know, I'm not saying like go out and rob banks. I'm not saying that. I mean, can you even rob a bank today? I mean, with all the digital technology
and
apps, people,
yeah, they all get
you
caught.
Still, just they do. Right, there's cameras everywhere.
They all get caught.
Yeah. I don't. Some guys get mad. They get envious. You know, when a guy makes a lot more money than them. I never was like that.
No, I don't. I don't really get into the amount of people. I get into when guys disappoint or athletes disappoint when they fail in the postseason. But I don't. There was a jewel heist in Midtown Manhattan like 2 months ago.
Actually, I saw that on the news. I did see it.
Diamond heist.
Diamond heist. Man, that's something that's interesting.
Yeah, but they ended up catching them all.
Yeah, that's when you get busted.
I mean, they're all on camera. One of the guys walked in, didn't even have any kind of, you know, they used facial recognition. They caught him.
Yeah, I know. You
I mean, how
smart.
Big of a moron could you be?
You got to dress up like the mummy and just wrap yourself
you
up.
Gotta, I mean, you got to do something to disguise yourself. They'd like basically have
you
like
know the mummy? He's what? Always the, remember the mummy?
Yes, I remember Brendan Fraser.
Well, yeah, Brendan Fraser. I'm going back to back in the day, Brendan Fraser, before he was born. I'm talking about the mummy from the you know the old horror movies with Frankenstein and the werewolf. He was wrapped up the mummy with the face.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm not talking about Tomb Jones. I'm talking about the mummy with the arms strapped.
Yes, I know the mummy. Yes,
the mummy.
I know. I thought you were talking about Brendan Fraser movie. The
All
mummy.
The listeners,
well, there was
60
a mummy
above
in that movie
the mummy.
As well.
There was?
Yes.
Was he in like a
Hence
tomb?
The mummy.
Like King Tut?
He was, yes. All I right. forget the exact storyline of who it was, but yes, they did open up a casket.
I'm talking about the mummy with the arm.
I gotcha.
Wrapped up.
Yes.
When I was a kid, quick story, my brother was obsessed with horror movies. And we had a porch that was right on the main street. And he wrapped me in toilet paper like crazy. I'm the younger brother.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him to do it. He wrapped me up, my whole face, like the mummy, my arm. And then he sprayed ketchup on me like it was blood.
Oh, my God.
And he brought me out to the street and just walked me around.
Nice.
While I was crying. Yeah, nice. That was my upbringing. I was 19 when he did that. I was 19. I was like probably 6.
Yeah. My sister's just put makeup and lipstick on me. So
there
you go.
Yes. Right, so. Same good.
Well, continue running around the National Football League. We'll do that next. It is Halloween, so you could do the Taz way.
When's Halloween?
Soon. October 31st. Rolls around every year.
Thursday this year.
Yeah, it should not.
Rolls around every year.
They don't change the dates on you.
I'm not good with the dates. I knew it was sometime now, like in the fall.
A couple weeks, 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yes.
Don't ring my bell, because you're going to get something to come to the door and give you something. Oh, stay away from my house,
plenty
baby.
Of big bar candy. Come back. Continue to run around the NFL. We'll do that next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. And the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It is on a Friday morning, and it's time for a little Sunday NFL on CBS. Lambeau Field, Packers hosting the Raiders, plus a key AFC South clash between Houston and Indianapolis. It all begins with JB and the guys getting you ready for all the action on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS.
Well, Greg's here for his update. Greg Caserta. And Greg, I don't know if you heard earlier.
I'm Greg Caserta.
We were talking about your beard. And Moose was complimenting how great your beard is.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Best beard at CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, wow. I took offense because I work for CBS Sports Radio also. I'm a bearded man, and right now I'm a little gruffed. And looking at your beard, you're a little gruffed too. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's not groomed right.
I was actually going to clean it up for today.
I'm going to ask you straight up, is that the best you got right now? Because if that's the best you got, I'm
right now, yes. But to me in a week or so, and it'll be spot on.
Did you just challenge me?
Perfectly framed jawline. Yeah, that's
Dude, what I'm. I mean, you need to go to my Twitter and look at my beard.
See, now normally I go for the longer chin like you got, which would be kind of creepy if I came in with that today. But I'm happy that we're.
Well, that would be weird.
Yeah,
yeah. We have different styles. Beard Moose is obsessed with your beard. So it was kind of like we decided, basically, the top beards on CBS Sports Radio would be yourself Andrew Bogish, you know him. He does the updates here sometimes. And me. So these are the beards.
Mind you, I think we established those are the only ones, but yes.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody else that's really
got
one.
Well, we're the top. We are the top. Don't let the facts get into a good story. You know what I mean?
Farrell does a little goatee once in a while. I know that he's got something going on.
That's not a beard.
We're not
talking about
that?
A full facial
other,
beard.
Right. The other kid, what's his name in California?
Bill Ryder?
Jim Rome.
Yeah, he's got a goatee.
That kid.
Yeah, he's got a goatee.
Yeah. Like,
that's
correct.
Not, I didn't even know what it looked like. I looked online. I saw his face. So anyway, I'm not a mock for these other people.
No, I still stand by my claim. I think Caserta's got the best beard at CBS Sports Radio.
He doesn't. I'm looking right at the guy right now. No, I don't agree with
him. He just said it's
no
not.
No offense, but I just.
I understand. Well, that's.
My beard game is just right now. I mean, I'm so pissed. I wish Santana was here. Which is your guy's name who does your beard? You have a guy, you do it yourself?
No, I do it myself.
Oh, come on. Please.
I can't afford a guy.
Look, this is amateur stuff. What am I dealing with here? I'm dropping $60.
I don't make your kind of money.
I'm dropping $60 a trip.
Why?
This guy's doing it himself with a big razor.
Greg is also
is Jim Rome.
A former 2.5-time world champion.
It's 2.5. It's a long story, Greg. Don't ask. He's actually technically.
I know your career quite well.
I said 3-time, and you corrected me early on in our show. You said it's really 2.5.
Well,
third's
because
debatable.
The Twitterverse.
So you're comparing it, but you're comparing yourself, who's got the life is a joy. You got the full. I mean, the world is your oyster, Taz.
I know, I'm driving Bugattis.
Greg is out there. He's got the brawn out, and he's got that out, and he's making sure he does it. Solely by himself in front of the mirror in the bathroom.
That's it.
Yeah, well, I can't.
It's hard
can't,
work looking this mediocre.
That's funny. That's a good one. You can't compete with a guy like me. I got a guy in Santana from the Dominican Republic who's the man.
You made this a competition.
It's my life. This is what I do. I make everything.
It's like a personal affront. Taz, you got a great beard.
I love getting under his skin.
Yeah,
I enjoy it so much.
I don't like that moose that you did that earlier. You're like, he's got the best beard on CBS Sports Radio. I'm sitting right next to him. I'm like, hello, what about me? I'm the guy. I mean, like, hello.
But
like,
see, you have a different. But it's a different. You have a different looking beard than Greg's. Greg is.
Turn to the side just one sec. Let me see.
What am I, a puppet?
I'm just. I just want
to
see.
Turn to the side. You turn me to the side. How about that? Turn to the side. What am I going to do? A profile for this guy?
Yes.
What are you, nuts?
Do a profile. No, but you have
Wait,
a different.
Wait, what side do you want me to turn? Hold on.
What's your better side?
Both.
All right, then
next.
Turn left.
I'm a TV star. Well, not anymore. I used to be. What's that? What's the next question?
What am I, a model?
What are you doing, a photo shoot?
Just one question. I only had one.
Actually, go ahead. What do you want me to
do? I just wanted to see you turn your head to the side so I could see the side of your beard.
There you go.
That's sharp.
It's a little rough right now because I didn't see Santana.
I didn't ask for excuses. Yeah. I just wanted to look at it.
There you go.
Greg, there's a good way. You talk for a living.
Get Santana off the payroll. You're paying him way too much money.
He's the man, dude. He's the man. I'm trying to get him to move into my pool house. So whenever I need a trim, I run out there. He's got the clippers.
Bellotti will have to move over.
I'll charge you 30. I'll cut it in half. I won't even charge you 60.
Dude, listen to me. I'm going to be honest with you. I like you. Okay, yeah. You're a nice kid. Your beard game's not that good. Yeah, you have a good mustache. I'll give you that.
I wasn't even going for the stash, but I'll take it.
You know, he's spotty, Moose.
That doesn't surprise me.
You turn to the side now. Oh, please. Okay. This is amateur hour. Please, next. I'm shutting my mic.
That doesn't surprise me. You downplay
this is amateur hour. I'm shutting my mic. I'm shutting it off.
Greg, take
amateur hour.
I think it's fantastic. I still stick to my claim.
I'm blushing over here, guys. The Astros are clicking since going to a Game 5 in the ALDS against the Rays.
Yes.
And then falling to the Yanks in Game 1 of the ALCS. But last night, they needed just two swings to win 8-3 and take a commanding 3-1 lead in the series.
Here's the 0-1. And that's hit pretty well and pretty deep to left. Gardner is going back, looking up. See you later! A 3-run home run for Carlos Correa. And the Astros go up 6-1. Correa with his second home run of the series.
That's Robert Ford on Astros Radio. Robert, by the way, the one-time voice of the Binghamton Mets. They're now known as the Rumble Ponies. George Springer hit a 3-run homer earlier in the ballgame off Masahiro Tanaka. Yankees were dreadful. 4 errors, 5 hits, 10 left on base, 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Here's manager Aaron Boone.
I mean, I think I just said it. We didn't play well tonight, and that's frustrating, but in the playoffs you need to get past it. You need to flush what's already happened in a hurry, and because tomorrow's too important.
Nice nasally response from the skipper.
There is no tomorrow.
Well, after today, you're right about that. There'll be no Saturday.
Remember, what was it, Burgess Meredith?
Yes. Yeah, there is no tomorrow. Right, tomorrow.
We'll drink tomorrow. Yeah. There is no tomorrow. Greg, where are you from? Where are you
from? That's when Adrian was in the hospital.
That's right. Where you, Rocky II, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you from, Greg?
Parents are both from Bensonhurst.
I didn't ask about
parents. I was born in New York City, spent my entire life in New Jersey.
There you go.
Let me re-ask the question because you just aggravated me.
Yep.
Simple answer. Where do you live now?
New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm Greg Caserta.
I know a guy, Ed Leslie, who can be your barber.
Where's Ed Leslie?
He lives in Tampa, but I know him. He might come up.
That's so far.
You know
that's
who he is,
Moose? That's out of the way.
You
know,
no.
We might know this name. Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's Ed Leslie.
Great follow on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, Brutus. You're a big wrestler fan. Yeah. He could trim up your beard for you.
Okay.
I'm sure he could. Yeah. Up from Tampa? That'll cost more than your guy.
More than Santana?
Yeah. It'd be better to drive out to Long Island and go see Santana.
He's exclusive to me.
Right.
Sorry.
Brutus the Barber only flies first class.
Greg's going to fly him in
right,
up front.
Exactly right. Right up front, and he wants he wants the filet on the flight.
All right, I'm shutting my mic.
Where was I? Game 5 in the Bronx tonight. James Paxton, Justin Verlander. Hopefully CeCe Sabathia is all right. Had to come out in the 8th inning with what they said after the game was a left shoulder injury. Likely the final pitch he'll throw in his career. NFL Ian Rappaport is rapporting that Patrick Mahomes is expected to be out for a minimum of 3 weeks after dislocating his right kneecap in the Chiefs' 30-6 win last night against the Broncos. He's having an MRI today to see if there's any ligament damage. Optimism that if it comes back clean, he'll come back this season. 200th career regular season win for Andy Reid. It ties him with Marty Schottenheimer for 6th on the NFL's all-time list. Joe Flacco was beaten up, sacked 8 times by the Chiefs' defense. College football, number 4 Ohio State visits Northwestern, but the Buckeyes are going to be shorthanded. Junior linebacker Baron Browning already ruled out. Starting left tackle Thayer Munford, a game-time decision, and Thayer Munford just isn't a good football name. NBA preseason, Commissioner Adam Silver said yesterday the league is already dealing with fairly dramatic, those are his words, financial consequences from Rockets GM Daryl Morey's supportive tweet of Hong Kong's anti-government protesters. Zion Williamson needs tests on a sore right knee. That'll keep him out of the Pelicans' final game against the Knicks at MSG tonight. And then hockey, you had shutout wins for the Canadiens and Sabres. Golden Knights, Canucks, and Lightning all won in the shootout. Devils finally got their first win in their 7th game. They beat the Rangers 5-2.
All right, Greg. Great job. Work on trimming down that beard during the course before the next update. Strange question for you, Taz. Yeah. For wrestlers who go by a different name, obviously, and then their real name, do you when you chat with them and you're friends with them, do you call them by their real name or their stage name?
It's really funny you just said that. Because I worked on AEW. I did commentary with a guy named Excalibur. He does play-by-play for AEW. So, you know, I said, what do you want? You know, what do you go by? His real first name, or which I won't share here because I'm old school. Or like his Excalibur, and we both decided he'll be Excalibur to me. And so to answer your question, the long-winded answer is usually 90-something percent of the time you go by the guy's or girl's stage name.
I'm not even talking about on the air. I would talk about off the air.
Stage name. And this is the reason why. Because you don't want to get into a habit, and then it slips on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's it. That's the reason why. Most people call people by their stage name.
But say if they weren't. Say if a guy is not doing anything, like he's retired.
Right.
Right. And he's
like Billy Gunn. Remember Billy Gunn?
Yeah.
Billy Gunn's he's kind of retired. He's in better shape than everybody that wrestles today. Guy looks amazing. But I still call him Billy Gunn. That's not his real name.
No, true. But you're in the industry, right? You do a podcast, very successful podcast. You're doing shows with me every
Monday. Dropped yesterday.
Right, correct. Monday through Friday here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not talking about like you personally, your example. I'm talking about if I take a former wrestler and they call and they're not in the game. They're not on the WWE. They're not working. They're not doing anything. They just call up, say Hulk Hogan, or they call him Hulk, or they call him Terry.
Call him Hulk.
They don't call him by
Ed Leslie, I joked earlier about him. You know, he's Beefcake. I think it's just a habit.
I was just curious about
that. Yeah, no, it's a good question. I can't.
You don't have to sound there. Are there any wrestlers you call by the real name off the air?
Me personally, I'm really old school. No, I mean, Raven, I would call sometimes. I don't know why. His name is Scott, so I would call him Scotty a lot. He was the only guy I could think of. I don't know why that popped in my head.
But everybody else you called by their stage
name? Yeah, okay. Maybe there's one or two other guys, but I'm trying to think. He was the only guy I would call by his real name, like behind the scenes. And if I saw him now, I'd call him Scotty. I think everybody just called him Scotty. It was weird. I'm trying to think who else.
I was just curious if
I don't know about the younger generation. I don't know how they are. They might use they want to do everything different, which is fine, but they might not call each other by we don't say stage name, we call it gimmick name. That's what we call it.
Okay, yeah.
Same difference though.
I was just curious how that worked.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I think a lot of people wonder that. It's a good question.
But yeah.
It's like Pete Bilotti. You don't call him Pete, you call him the body. He's Pete the Body Bilotti.
The body, yes.
I call people by last names a lot. Bilotti, Biseglia.
Yeah, that's true.
I do that. So I don't when I see Bilotti in the morning, I don't say good morning, the body.
Yeah, no.
The body.
5 in the morning.
Oh,
hey,
that's
body.
Creepy.
How are you?
Yeah. Good morning, the body.
That is a little weird.
Hi, body. Hi, everybody.
What are we doing with this thing that just happened over here?
We'll get to it. We'll get to him. Eli, hang in there. We're gonna come back. We got a little fantasy football. Subtle. You walked me down the road.
I really did.
I mean, what do we ignore it?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, we'll get to Eli here. Hang in there. If you're on the hold, 855-212-4CBS. We'll get to that momentarily. We'll also got some. We got some college football picks coming your way next as well. It's Taz and Moose with you here on this Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. On a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Yeah, let's go out to Eli. Listen, 11:40 a.m. in Sacramento. Eli, you're on with Taz and the Moose. You are in our fantasy football gimmick. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I was 12th to enter the league. 9th overall draft, and that equals to undefeated Jones.
You are 6-0, yeah.
Wow.
I am.
Congratulations, Eli. Rolling on.
Thank you. Thank you. Job's halfway done.
Yeah, I respect the fact that you called the gloat and brag. I appreciate that. And yeah, it's we're all locked in here, too. So, yeah, you're Bash. That's you. You're Bash Pros?
I am Bash Pros.
Why is this the name? Why? What's the name for?
Why? Oh, well, I don't know. I think it's a cool...
You just think it's cool?
Cool name. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Something I just came up with.
You don't give a rat's ass. You're like, I'm winning. I'm 6-0. I don't care.
What has led to your success, Eli?
Well, I got a couple guys that slipped down on the draft, somehow ended up with Devin Cook and other few. And then the waiver wires that I picked up, they all worked out for me. So I'm having a great season in your guys' league.
Yeah, you're playing really well.
Who's been your toughest opponent thus far in the league?
Last week I barely won by like 2.5 points. I forgot who I played.
Well,
he had a guy on a bye week, and all my guys are struggling. Suck.
Yeah, huh?
You found a way to win.
All right,
I did. I got lucky. That's what happened.
It's been a great experience, right, Eli, for you to be in this.
Yes, I appreciate it a lot. I love that you guys picked me.
Yeah, well, it's awesome, and we're locked in here too. I mean. Right now you're sitting first. Moose is dead next to dead last.
Yes,
and I'm right above Moose. So there's 12 teams for those wondering.
So I'm second to last, and you're third to last.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and Pete the Body, who was the champion last year, Eli. I don't know if you heard about that.
I pay attention.
Yeah, thank you. And he's ninth. So he sucks, too.
Fourth to last.
Yeah, fourth to last.
And then there's me.
And then there's Mikey B. I didn't even know he was in the league. No. Him and Speakerphone Jones. You know him, right, Eli? Speakerphone Jones?
Yes, listener.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he called in crying, and then you guys have the co-commission.
There you go, Eli. You know Speakerphone well.
Yeah.
Eli,
he's like, I'm being quiet. Can't wake up. Meanwhile, I'm at work trying to duck my dodge on the, duck and dodge the boss while I'm on the phone.
That's tremendous. Well, listen.
We appreciate the support.
Yeah, we do. And hopefully you don't keep winning because we're all competing against you. Yes. But anyway, you don't keep
winning. We are. Hey, if the second half goes good as the first half and I end up winning the league, hopefully it locks me in for next year.
Well, we don't know about that, but we'll see. But you know, are you excited for the prize that you're going to get? You know what it is?
No. I know it was like a shirt involved, but
no more. We don't know. It might just be a shout out on the air.
Hey, that's cool. I'll accept it.
Oh, we could do an autograph rundown.
No.
Why not?
You'd have to pay for that.
Wasn't that last year's?
Yes.
Nice.
That's for the hoops.
They didn't give out anything last year because I won.
Well, we didn't think you'd want an autograph rundown.
Eli, that's funny. That would be great.
Going every day, Pete.
Wait, hold on. Eli, guys, this is Eli's time, not yours.
Sorry,
okay,
Eli.
Egomaniacs. Eli, do you think that it's a good idea to do the rundown like Moose was saying, the autograph rundown?
That's cool because it's something like the fans don't really know about, and if you get to see it, then you get more like behind-the-scenes look.
You see how hard Mikey B works. And we could personalize it, Moose.
Well, no doubt. And we could also, I hear, Lil Birdie told me, Bawami would also sign it as well.
Really? I didn't know he could write. I didn't know he had arms, to be honest. But maybe he writes with his mouth. I thought he was more like a ghost show figure. Actually, on a Taz show yesterday, there was an audio poofa where we went to one audio element, and the guy by accident hit the Bawami element.
Oh, nice.
But you know, Moose, you're right there, and now it's on the Taz show. So
I know.
Eli,
listen. Congratulations. Yeah. Great start. Finish strong.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And, hey, we'll keep on going.
Go get it.
Way to wrap it up.
Go get it.
All right. Thank you.
Autograph rundown coming your way.
He's locked in, man.
Yes, Eli's into it.
He might take this whole thing.
He might.
We got to do better, Moose.
Well, I'm getting Barkley back this week, so hopefully onward and upward.
Oh, God, please stop. You're 1-5, dude. You know, I'm 2-4. I shouldn't talk much.
Well, yeah, you're talking smack. You're one game better than me.
I know. I stink too. I know.
If you were Eli at 6-0, I could understand it.
Yeah. Every week I'm working on this, too.
Yes, dedicating a lot of time and effort.
What are we doing now?
College picks. Let's go.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
I heard that song.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose college football picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, Taz. So last week, I went 2-1, 13-8 on the year. Taz last week went 1-2. He is 12-8-1 on the season. So, slight lead there. Not that big of a deal. We got plenty of time to go. We're at, amazingly enough, we're at, week 8? Yeah, week 8 of the college football season. As it's humming right along, working our way through the fall into the winter and the bowl season and the like, Taz. All right, so you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I guess I'll. You go first.
I'll go first. All right, we're going to start down in South Carolina. I'm going to take the Florida Gators on the road in South Carolina to knock off the Gamecocks, and I'm going to lay the 5 points. And a couple of reasons why. Number one is, you know, I love that Florida defensive backfield. They've got corners that can absolutely cover. South Carolina coming off the emotional win a week ago in Athens, Georgia, between the hedges that they ruined some of them, and winning that game in double overtime. I'm curious how this team handles that kind of success. I really am. Florida comes to town now. Place is going to be rocking down in Columbia, South Carolina. We know Will Muschamp has now gotten his rear end off of that hot seat with this team and a couple of victories, especially with that victory over Georgia a week ago. You know, impressed with Florida. You know, I liked Auburn against Florida earlier on in the season. The game went Florida's way. I liked LSU against Florida, and that game went LSU's way, but LSU didn't cover the game. I'm going to take Florida this week. I'm going to lay the 5. I think they win the game by a touchdown. Give me the Gators, the number 9 team in the land on the road. That's game number 1 for me.
Yeah, I like the pick, Moose. Good job. All right, we're going to go Colorado at Washington State. So we got the Buffs versus the Cougars. You know, Colorado is sitting right now 3-3, and we got Washington State, same thing. Washington State underdog here. They are home and they are underdog Jones. 12.5 is the spread in this. It was big spread. And I got to tell you, I like the Cougars. I think the Cougars cover. Strong team. And, you know, Mike Leach and stuff like that does a great job there as head coach. He has a social media band in there for players and stuff like that. Now, he's trying to keep them all locked in. And he's should keep himself off social media. He should keep himself out of the media because everybody's talking more about him than his team. Ooh. But he has a really good team. He does. And I do think that they will cover. Gordon, hell of a quarterback. And 12.5 is a lot. But, you know, it's college football. We see this all the time. where a big gap like that is not as big as a gap we think, and both teams similar records. So I like the Cougars to cover over the Buffs at Washington State.
All right, that's game number one for you. Game number two for me, we're going to go tonight, Happy Valley, University Park, Pennsylvania, 7th-ranked Penn State laying 9 against 16th-ranked Michigan. And I'm going to take the Nittany Lions. I just don't trust the Wolverines. Last week, they're leading the game against Illinois. They're up 28-0 at one point in time, or 28-3, and then blink of an eye, it's 28-25. Now, they end up spurting away again at the end in the fourth quarter. Now they go on the road. Place is going to be rocking. There's nothing like a night game in Happy Valley. And give this Penn State team a lot of credit. I didn't necessarily think with all they lost last year that they would be this good. They went on the road, destroyed Maryland 59-0. You know, home beat Purdue 35-7. Went on the road in Iowa and won, you know, a white knuckler, as Al McGuire would say, 17-12 over Iowa. They come back home to take on the 16th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. I'm going to lay the 9. I know it's a big number, and I went back and forth. Should I take the Wolverines and Harbaugh? I'm just going to take the team I think is a better football team right now. I'm going to take the Nittany Lions and hope that they cover that 9-point spread. So give me Penn State, lay the 9. That's pick number 2 for me.
This is why I always ask you what games you're picking on the air, because I'm picking this game too.
Okay.
And I'm with you. I'm going to take Penn State. What's this cliche? The sports cliche? What is that?
Pick 'em.
Say it again. What's it called?
Checker on a checker.
Never heard of that.
Yes.
Pete the Body. You ever hear of that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing with this, Moose.
Thank you.
That was funny. Here's the thing. It's a potential statement win for Harbaugh. You know what I mean? It really is. If his team, the Wolverines, which has not happened, they're not winning the game. And I'm with it. I think Penn State covers. I know it's a lot. It is 9.5, to your point. I'm sorry, 9, not 9.5. You have 9, right?
I got 9.
Okay, let's make sure. You never know. But it could be, if we're both wrong and the Wolverines win the game, Michigan wins the game, I think this would be a huge thing for Harbaugh because there's a lot of hating on him. You know, his team's 5-1. They've been doing well, but it's just not. You know, they come in 16th in the nation, where the Nittany Lions are 7th in the nation. The potential statement win for Harbaugh, it's not going to happen in Happy Valley. Do we know if this is going to be like a whiteout or something? Because, you know, they do these type of games. This is nighttime game. Jones, a big game.
I'd be surprised if there wasn't.
Yeah, no, I would think so, too.
I mean, they seem to do that every time for those big night games. Ohio State, Michigan, teams are in town.
I've been there, man, I saw them play Northwestern during a day game. My son was there on a recruiting trip, and I went there years ago when they played Nebraska at a night game. Wow, that place was rocking, man. And it's a tough play. Every time they get a first down, they do that. Wow.
It's great.
It's loud.
It is loud. You're right about that.
It's great unless you're rooting for Nebraska and they're getting smoked. That's what happened when I was there.
You rooted for the Cornhuskers that
night? I was. Yeah, long story. Might have had a little.
It is a whiteout. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. I did confirm it. All right, so that's pick number 2, so we're in agreement there. Pick number 3 for me. We're going to go out to Norman, Oklahoma, and I'm going to lay the points with the Sooners of Oklahoma coming off the, you know, hard-fought victory last week in the Red River Rivalry against Texas. But by far, they were the better football team. They're undefeated. Hurts is your favorite to win the Heisman Trophy this year. He's been fantastic. It rolls right along offensively. West Virginia comes to town. I just don't see it. I mean, name the number. I mean, I could see Hurts having a combined 6 touchdowns in this one. It's a big number. It's 33.5. And I'm going to lay it with Oklahoma because their offense is going to be unbelievable. CeeDee Lamb is a fantastic college wide receiver.
Yes.
And he's going to be some kind of pro as well with his ability to make moves in limited space. Give me the Sooners, lay 33.5. That's pick number 3.
Yeah, I like that pick. I mean, I do. There's no joke. We're going to do a little more Pac-12 action. We're going to do a little Sun Devils versus the Utes. We got Arizona State coming in. 17th the country. They are heading up to Utah. They're going to play the 13th rank Utah Utes. So the spread on this 13, the underdog in the game. I'm sorry, the favorite in the game. All the home team are the Utes. I think the Utes cover. Okay, I like Utah in this game. I believe in this team that they had some big wins. They had a big win over Washington State. They had a big win over Oregon State. So I like Utah.
All right, Utah laying the 13.5. There you have it. We'll post the picks as well at some point on Saturday, too. Our social media team will. But there you have it, your six picks. Three aside, three from me, three from Taz. We both agree on Penn State laying the 9 against Michigan. NFL picks coming your way in the third and final hour. And if you love the college picks, wait till you hear the NFL picks. It's Taz and Moose on a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.